have Mark Finnegan in front of me now, and we're going to talk about a little bit about the history of Near FM, actually.
How are you now? How's it going?
Have you been here that long?
I think I'm part of the history now, yeah. No, in putting together the programming and all we were doing for tonight, we discovered that one of the things the BAI is doing tonight is they're celebrating the centenary of radio. And their own building up in Warrington Place is going to be turned into a vintage museum of radio artefacts. So, interested in and of itself, and we were a radio
station.
When you
say it's going to be turned, sorry for interrupting you, is there anything on tonight, or is that just in progress?
No, that's what's on there tonight.
Oh,
they've
great.
Got
yeah,
all
okay.
of these old radios, and they're going to have listening stations where they'll have things like...
old people like me.
Old clips. You might be one of them, though, because they say they're going to use old clips from the national stations, the commercial stations, the community stations. So you never know. If somebody's probably up there right now listening to you.
I meant myself. Fog. Go on anyway. Sorry.
But they've got... this is a great, great phrase. The Hoardy-Gordy Museum of Vintage Radio. So...
bit of Donovan there. Or?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's obviously going to be, it's a valve and transistor radios and all. So it's just going to look at the complete history of radio for the last 100 years. So it kind of got us thinking, you know, with Near FM and community radio, we're part of that history, you know, and community radio now plays such a vital role in it, you know. So we were just kind of thinking, I mean, as you know, ourselves and Near FM, we celebrated our 21st birthday only a couple of weeks ago. We had a big birthday last year, the big 2-0, and there was big celebrations with that big night out in the Wiley Fox and everything else. So I kind of got listening back to lots of stuff. I got a hold of a load of old clips from the archives. Dave O'Connor was kind enough to give me some old clips and that, and we were listening back to lots of old promos and stuff like that. And it was a great trip down memory lane for me. I heard a lot of stuff I'd never heard before, but it really kind of threw me back into the history of like where Near FM came from, how it started, and back in the 80s, if you're as old as me or us, you remember the 80s of the pirate radio stations and all of that.
I remember the 60s, never mind the 80s.
Radio Caroline and all stuff like that. But yeah, so, and then the history of, you know, where community radio came, how it was born out of people wanting to do something different with media, something different with radio, give voices to a community that they don't normally get heard, you know, and that was how the whole community radio ethos was built. I mean, Jack, if he was here, our own Jack Bourne tells great stories of the struggle, you know, to get people to listen to communications ministers and everything else, and there was lock-ins in the Dáil and all. It was all very dramatic, but, you know, eventually 1995 Near FM came on air, and you know, there was very little community radio back then. Was what my reading was, before 1995 there was very few community radio stations, if any. You know, there's lots and lots of them now around the country, as we know, large number of them, and you know, the CREL, the big community radio national body and stuff like that. So it's kind of really grown from strength to strength in those 20 years.
And apart from Ireland, it's a world phenomenon. And the great thing about community radio, no matter where they are, they liaison and help each other out and all the sort of thing which commercial radio I don't think does. But that's one of the great aspects of it.
Yeah, it was hugely interesting to me as I got into Near and started hearing the stories and to find out, as you say, it's a worldwide organisation, you know, across the planet, everybody, community radio everywhere, you know, affiliations with stations in South America, in Africa, in the Far East and everything else. And it's a great outlet for communities and for organisations and all to have their voices heard and to give them the opportunity to tell their stories, and that's what we're proud of doing. But as I said, the clips and all that we got, I kind of had to play around with them, and I mashed together a little arc of the history of Near FM.
And we're going to hear some of
we're going to have a little listen to it now, but it was really fun listening back to some of this stuff. You'll probably remember most of it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
In 1982, a crack commando team of community activists begin to create a community radio station.
Wherever you are, it's got to be your fucking community radio.
northeast Dublin. They recruited hundreds of volunteers to lobby government. Nobody thought it could be done.
Local news, local views, local point. Weekday evenings at 6, weekday mornings at 10:30.
In 1995, the commando switched on the radio transmitter for the first time. And NEAR was on air.
NEAR FM 101.5 is Northeast Access Radio.
In 2010, there are almost 30 community radio stations across Ireland. Until 1995, there were none.
And now some good news stories from the north side.
According to a recent TNS MRBI listenership survey, NEAR 90 FM has an average of 20,000 people tuning in from across the Northside communities. Some listeners want to hear more programmes about the environment, human rights and local information, while others love listening to our specialist music and sports programmes. In other good news, NEAR 90 FM's weekly French language programme, Quartier Francophone, has won the European Language Label Award 2008, awarded by Lergas and the National Jury of the European Award for Languages and the Department of Education and Science.
There are hundreds of community activists across Ireland producing community radio each week. Until 1995, there were less than 19.
Noel, your listeners will be aware that there are a lot of grandparents in Ireland who look after their grandchildren.
As they say, you're never too old to learn. And age is just a number.
I try to tell myself that when I get out of bed in the morning, I'm creaking.
Community radio for Northeast Dublin.
News 8. NEAR 90 FM broadcasts 24 hours a day on FM and online.
Explain what NEAR FM is all about.
It's about access. It's about social justice. It's about anything that the community wants it to be about.
Democratic and not-for-profit. NEAR 90 FM. Nobody really thought it could be done.
There you go. Any memories of you?
Yeah, there was one or two. I just remembering some of them. The guy that said about getting up in the morning, that's he famously wrote Fields of Athenry in Dublin in the Rare Old Times. I can't think, his name escapes me at the moment. But
Paddy Riley?
No. He sang it all right.
Oh, now. Yeah, sorry.
Pete St. John.
That's who it was.
Anyway, that's really terrific. And we're sort of a compilation now that people can look up, as well as a regular, ordinary, everyday podcast that people can listen to on NEAR FM.
Yeah, it is. And what was really interesting about that, and I know it was kind of cobbled together a bit, we put it to bed as best we could, but if you listen to some of the language, some of the words, you know, human rights, access, social justice, that's really what community radio is all about. And It's the ethos behind everything we do in community radio, and it's going from strength to strength. You listen to, 20,000 listeners, for NEAR FM and for a station that's 20 years old. I don't know how old that quote is, but it just shows the growth, and people are tuning into community radio because it gives them something different to other radio, commercial radio and stuff like that.
Well, that survey now is, I had a guess, I'd say about 12 years old, so I think it's gone up a fair bit since then. Yeah,
probably gone up a fair bit since then.
Okay, thanks very much, Mark, for
Cheers,
that. A little bit of a reminder of what we're here all about here on NEAR FM, and we're here on Radio Culture now.